The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
The 20th century has been like no other, with the human population jumping from 1.6 to 6 billion between 1900 and 2000. The United Nations has predicted that the population will increase from 7.2 billion today to 9.7 billion by 2050. It's safe to predict then that there will be more people vulnerable to the effects of climate change than ever before. The concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is increasing at a fast rate from decade to decade, with strong evidence pointing to the burning of fossil fuels as a primary cause of these increases. With more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, we've seen marked changes in the climate over the years. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has reported that a study of land and ocean surfaces shows that temperatures warmed roughly 0.8 degrees Celsius from 1880 to 2012. This may sound small, but remember that it is an average over the entire globe. Seasonal differences and regional differences are much larger depending on where you look. For example, in the Arctic, temperatures have been 2 to 3 degrees Celsius warmer than historical norms over the last decade, with some individual Arctic towns seeing winter temperatures up to 10 degrees Celsius warmer than normal. Director of the Climate Studies Group, University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Michael Taylor, tells us how the climate has changed over the years.
It's very evident that we have warmed. Our historical records probably go 50, 60 years. We can see the distinct warming trend. We have warmed just about a degree over the last century. You see it especially in the nighttime temperatures. And nighttime temperatures warm more than daytime temperatures. But you also see it in the daytime temperatures. The second way you would want to see it is that our rainfall has become much more variable. So we don't particularly have a drying or becoming wetter trend, but we see swings in extremes. So you can think about the fact that we had a major drought in 2010, and then we ended up back in a drought situation in 2014. But in between, we have had these several swings to floods. So you're swinging between floods and droughts. And so what you'd say is that the character of rain is changing. How we get the rain, when we get the rain, that kind of thing.
With those physical manifestations of how climate has changed over the years, we see the ripple effects it has been having on the environment. For example, the increased intensity of hurricanes and rising sea levels.
So when you have those kind of physical changes, then you're going to see it turn up in several other ways in multiple sectors. So you can think that we have a number of sectors in Jamaica that are heavily climate dependent. The agricultural sector, you can see that swings in rainfall and temperature will ultimately impact agriculture. So agriculture is one area we have seen. We can see it in the health because there are a number of diseases, dengue, asthmatic outbreaks, that kind of thing, which are heavily climate dependent. In fact, there's almost no sector that you want to think of that is not, because climate is so much a part of who we are in the Caribbean region. So fisheries or mining or even infrastructure, a lot of our infrastructure is on the coast, and so it immediately gets impacted when you have that heavy hurricane or more intense hurricane and blowing, you know, the inland flooding, that kind of thing.
Director of the Climate Studies Group, University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Michael Taylor. The climate has been changing all over the world. Areas such as Negril, Portland Bight, and the Palisades have witnessed significant coastal erosion occasioned by hurricanes and storm activities, resulting in significant economic losses. We are also witnessing sea levels rising, and even some keys have been submerged and beaches have been eroded. Obviously, climate change is a global phenomenon that will continue to impact countries for years to come. Climate change is happening. We
got to do something. Join us again next week on Climate Change, Jamaica's Story, as we look at the projected change in climate over the next 50 to 65 years.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.